in.
Pass interference. Defense.
Complete. But a flag is drawn. It's going to be on number 24 defense. Automatic. First down.
Welcome to the Pass Interference Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Pass Interference Podcast back. Seth here. We got Cade back here, and then we got Mark in for the first episode. So what's up, Mark?
What's going on? Glad to be back.
Yes,
with
sir.
You boys.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
So right off the bat, we're going to get right into the Jordan Love injury from last night. What did y'all see there? Because I thought his knee popped.
That's what it looked like. Yeah, it looks like a pretty bad injury one way or another.
Yeah,
definitely some on his knee.
They're cooked for the next 5 weeks, at least.
Oh, yeah, because, bro, at worst, it's an ACL. So if it's an ACL, like, they're not making the playoffs. But I think it's, at best case scenario, it's a high ankle sprain. And that's 4 to 6 weeks. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I mean, they got Sean Clifford as a backup. So, I mean, they're definitely cooked if it's a big injury. Bro, Penn State legend, bro. Penn State legend, Sean Clifford. He stinks, though. Yeah, they're going to have
to... Wait, call up Kurt Benkert.
Yeah, bro.
Get him off the Madden.
If the Packers somehow manage to coast, are you, like, more confident about them as a Super Bowl prospect team?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because that means, you know, they're a solid team even without their franchise quarterback. But I just don't see a way that they do. Sure. Like, their defense is good, sure. But... And they got a lot of weapons, but, I mean, you're not winning nothing with Sean Clifford, bro. I'm sorry. Like, especially, I don't know how hard their schedule is the next 4 to 6 weeks, but I just don't see you winning more than a game or two if Jordan Love is out in these next 4 to 6 weeks.
Do they go out and reach for a quarterback?
I can see him trading someone like maybe Jameis Winston, someone like that. There's a rumor.
Jameis would be nice.
There's a rumor that he was on the
nice
block
for a few weeks. Yeah.
I've never like seen him in that green and yellow.
Mm. Yeah. So
dog.
You know.
I try to tell y'all, dog. He'd be nice for that's the perfect guy to go out and grab.
Yeah, someone like that can fill in if he gets a high ankle sprain, because. I'm sorry, but Sean Clifford just isn't going to do it for you.
That's a rough injury for them.
Yeah.
So early.
Yeah, so...
disappointing.
I mean, Love was one of my dark horse MVP candidates, so sucks to see him go out like that. Especially...
Y'all leave Jalen Carter alone also, I bet.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, y'all got to stop with these death threats and stuff. Because low-key, like, I think it was just a football
move.
Just
a football play.
Like, yeah. I get it. Looks like he kind of grabbed his leg and put his weight on him, but I think he was just trying to reach for whatever he could to get him down. So I'm not hating on Carter for that. We'll get right into a player that we don't know if he's going to play this week. Ja'Marr Chase. He called himself a game time decision with his contract stuff. Do y'all think he's going to get a contract done before Sunday?
Honestly, no contract, but I think he's going to play.
Definitely no contract.
Well, yeah.
So
he said he had a deadline. I can't remember what the deadline was to get a contract. It might have been this weekend, so it might be passed already.
Friday.
Yeah, so it's Friday. Passed already. But, He said he would play the season without a contract. So I think it's the exact same situation as Justin Jefferson, where he set a deadline to get a contract, and he said, all right, I'll play without the contract, but, you know, next year you're just going to have to pay me more. So they're just going to end up having to pay him, like, $40 million next year probably instead of 35 mil. So
yeah, what if he does mid or mediocre?
If he doesn't have, I mean, I don't see him not having a great season as long as him and Burrow are healthy. But if he doesn't do as good, he'll probably still get like 35 mil. He'll just get,
yeah. I mean, whatever he puts up is probably going to be above average. So
yeah, he's not going to like have a mid season, but he'll be getting at least 35 mil next offseason. I mean, yeah. I don't understand why
still get paid.
I don't understand why teams wait anymore. Like, you're a Cowboys fan, so you know what I'm talking about with Jerry Jones.
Yeah,
waiting for everybody with Dak.
We just had that with CD.
Yeah, finally got it with CD.
Just kick the can down the road. You're gonna have to get to it eventually.
Exactly.
So it's like you might as well take care of it.
I mean,
and you know you're gonna have to get to it eventually. It's not like,
yeah,
it's not like these teams are planning on moving these guys. Like,
yeah. That's why I'm happy.
It's not like it's an interior defensive lineman. Like, this is your top receiver. So
right.
What are you gonna do?
I mean, y'all gonna have to extend Michael Parsons at some point.
Oh God,
that he's a great football player, but that guy's annoying.
We haven't even taken care of Dak.
That's why, dude. I'm happy Adam Peters extended Sam Cosmi, our guard, the other day.
That was a nice extension.
He's debatably a top five guard in the league. He's our only really good offensive lineman, and we got him for 18 mil a year. If we would have waited until like next offseason, he's probably making 25 mil a year. So I'm like, Adam Peters did it right, getting it done early.
O-line, skill position, you gotta lock up your in-house guys.
Yeah, exactly. Cornerstone piece. So.
Speaking of getting it done early, we got Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey contract.
It happened right after the Surtain contract extension. He's making 24.1 mil a year now. So
yeah, like,
that's your boy, Mark.
Yeah, man, I love it. It was kind of shocked me a little bit. I didn't think that was even going on. Like, none of the beat writers were saying anything about it. Like, it wasn't even a thing. Kind of just happened.
Well, I
love Ramsey in Miami.
I'm thinking it was right when the Surtain contract extension happened. Ramsey was probably like, yo, I'm gonna need that extension, dude. So, I mean, they got it done quick if that was the case.
They got it done real quick. I think he's worth it, and by the end of it, he'll be like 32, probably turning 32. So
yeah, he'll be at the tail end of his career there.
Yeah, he's still playing at a high level, in my opinion.
Yeah, so he's not what he once was, but he's still good.
Definitely not.
I mean, he's not. I would say he's still top five, but he's not like best in the league like he was before. That's Sauce and Surtain.
100%. 100%. Yeah, I think he's you put him anywhere 3 to 5. He's a dog though. He's still a dog.
Yeah. At least it's not like the Xavier Howard stuff where you guys pay him so much and then he just kind of fell off after that. So.
Nah, he was a real game changer last year. Even after coming straight off like meniscus injury, he only missed like 9 weeks, came back and was killing for us.
I mean, I've always been lower on Xavier Howard as a player. But yeah, let's get into
pick merchant.
Yeah, let's get into the Thursday night football game that happened a couple days ago. I mean, I think the big thing to talk about is Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews. A lot of people are freaking out, especially Mark Andrews fantasy owners. I'll tell you what I think right off the bat. I think there's no reason to freak out. Whether you just are a Ravens fan with Mark and you don't want Mark Andrews to fall off, or you're Mark Andrews fantasy owner, I think there's no reason to panic. Mark Andrews, he's coming off a major injury, a broken fibula from last year. And he was just in a car crash a couple weeks ago, a big car crash. And if you watched the game, Andrews was getting double coverage and even triple coverage on like that last drive. So I think there's no reason to overreact. The Chiefs were just hyper targeting, covering Mark Andrews, and it left Isaiah Likely open a lot. Now, I think Isaiah Likely is a great tight end. If he doesn't become the Ravens tight end one in the near future, he will for another team a couple years down the road, which I think that's the Ravens' plan, is to have Mark Andrews kind of expire and then Isaiah Likely take over. But, I mean, Likely is a great tight end. I think what they're doing is they're just going to run a lot of 12 personnel with Andrews and Likely. And, I mean, if you were plugged into the offseason, Isaiah Likely was getting talked about a lot in training camp as kind of like a all-over-the-field type player. And that's what he was last on Thursday night. He played inline tight end. He played in the slot. So he's going to just play everywhere for them and get a lot of snaps with Mark Andrews. And teams are going to start having to guard both of them, and that's going to free up Mark Andrews some too. So I think people are overreacting, and I think they're just both going to be key parts of the offense. What do y'all think?
Mark?
It, definitely. I don't think it's a little concerning, I guess, for Andrews, but, you know, Isaiah Likely probably seen, like, how many targets did he see Thursday night? Probably, like, 13?
Yeah, it was up there. He had, I think he had, like...
Yeah, I mean, he had nine five, catches.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so he had in double-digit targets for sure.
Yeah. I think, you know, 12% would be really good for them, because Likely does a lot of things differently than Andrews does. You know, he's a lot faster, he's a little shiftier.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they'll both produce this year, though.
Yeah, I think you should be more worried about Lamar's play on Thursday.
Yeah, I
100%.
Agree. Honestly, though, I watched Mark Andrews closely last season, and he wasn't bad. But I feel like with Likely emerging, the weapons are getting a little too much now. And I really am worried about Mark Andrews. Like, he's still that guy, but I don't know. His target share is probably going to decrease pretty drastically.
But I don't think
I could still see him getting a couple touchdowns, but...
Well, that's why I think they're going to run 12 personnel a lot. Like, they're still going to... I think, honestly, I'm not a big Zay Flowers fan. I think he's, you know, a shifty player. But until they start using him downfield and stuff... I don't see him as a big time target. Honestly, I think Andrews and Likely for most of the season are going to be the top two targets on the team, and Zay Flowers will be the third target. That's how I see it playing out with all this 12 personnel stuff.
Yeah,
it's definitely going to be something to watch throughout the whole season. I'm sure we'll see it go back and forth all year.
Yeah,
sure.
But yeah, Lamar didn't play very good, and I think John Harbaugh should have been fired like a couple years ago, but he's holding this team back, in my opinion.
Interesting.
He's been holding them back for a while now, I think. And Lamar, I don't think I'm lower than him than the consensus, but I don't think it's exactly all his fault. I think most of the blame should go to John Harbaugh.
Yeah, I mean, the play calling too on offense was just terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the Ravens, I mean, you were with me, Cade, last episode. I called it. They're not going to be as good as they were last year. I think they're bottom feeder playoff team in the AFC. I just don't see him being that same team that they were last year, especially I don't see Lamar repeating what he did last year either. So
yeah, it's looking pretty good for your prediction so far. I think I still have him as a division winner, but yeah, it's gonna be a bad year, I think, for them. Pretty like rough.
That division's gonna be up in the air.
I still got Bengals taking it, though.
Yeah, that's looking better now.
I just want to highlight Rashee Rice real quick, though. I mean, he's such a dog. Bro, he was killing it with those slants, dude. Like, he's turned into Michael Thomas. But, yeah, he's going to be the key part of the offense. Xavier Worthy, you know, he had those two touchdowns. But I think people are overhyping his performance a little bit. Like, we all knew he was that fast. He didn't do really anything else to impress me other than have that speed. So,
yeah. Yeah, honestly, I have him in a couple leagues, and I'm thinking about just trading high right now.
I think that's a good idea, for sure.
Because, yeah, he's speedy, but, man, off the line, he's going to be getting crushed, dude. They're going to have to keep doing these little shifty plays where they get him the ball and open.
They're going to have to use him like Miami uses Tyreek, use him in motion and get him running horizontally in motion so that he gets the head start. Because he's going to get, if he gets pressed, bro, he's done. He's horrible off the line. Let's talk about the game last night, Green Bay Philly. What's y'all's initial reactions to that?
Viva Brazil.
Bro, I hope they never go back to there. That field was horrible.
Yeah, the field was rough. It was a really good game, man. Yeah. Everything I expected. And with my prediction about the Eagles, I feel like it aligns well because I see the Packers as a top team. So I feel like the Eagles kept up, took it in the end. And they're rusty. They're not looking so good. They're going to get better as the season goes on.
Yeah.
So far, so good. Saquon is insane. He is every bit of a difference that I thought he was going to make and more. Like, it's actually crazy. I think he's going to carry the team this year. I'm not going to lie.
Him on the Giants versus on the Eagles is night and day. Like, it proved that the reason he didn't look the part last year is because the Giants offensive line sucked. And he was the only actual weapon on offense. So teams just loaded the box every single play. They were not scared of Daniel Jones. So, he's looking good. Hurts.
He's probably going to have a career year.
Honestly, yeah. Like, I thought he was going to play really good this year, but he's exceeding my expectations already. He looks amazing. Eagles offensive line.
Are we looking at a dark horse offensive player of the year?
I think so. Like, initial reaction, he's probably going to be up there.
Yeah, it's such a good fit. It's really such a good fit. Like, the role that, you know, kind of DeAndre Swift was in last year.
Well,
I think he just elevated.
Well,
took that role, but with it being Saquon, it's a step up.
DeAndre Swift low-key sucks. Yeah. As, like, an actual pure running back, that's the reason teams don't really value him. His vision is horrible. He doesn't hit holes. He just bounces out to the outside for no reason. Saquon is a pure running back. He's one of the best in the league. He's going to hit the holes, make the correct cuts. So, with that stellar Eagles off to the line, I mean, sky's the limit for him.
I think he just fits that role so perfectly.
Yeah. Hurts looked the same as he did last year. I mean, he's good, but his turnovers are just so bad.
Yeah.
Do you guys think he hit his ceiling or
low-key? Yeah.
Honestly, like, yeah.
He's not top five. You can't put him there.
Yeah. And I just don't really see. I don't really see where he could improve. Like, so drastically that it'll make a huge difference in his play.
Yeah, he's
kind of boxed in. He's kind of boxed in, especially now you have Saquon.
Yeah, he's still good, but I mean, he's gonna be stuck in that top 6 to 8 range forever, and he's never gonna get better than that, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, Jalen Hurts might be kind of mid, if I'm being real.
I think he gets a lot of help from that supporting cast that he has.
Yeah, I saw a stat that was like, in the playoffs, he's never won when his defense gives up more than 7.
That's wild.
And
that's actually wild.
120 yards in the Super Bowl. Like, honestly, he's not that guy so far. He's just decent. He's filling his role. He's doing his little tush-push.
Yeah.
That's 6'8" range. Yeah, exactly. A tush-push fucking one dimensional. Like, you know, he's like, it's nice, you know, it's like, oh, you know, this dude could run and he's throwing these deep ass bombs to AJ Brown and shit, but it's,
yeah,
that's all it's gonna be. It's never gonna be like anything more.
Where right. It gets scary is if he refines his game over the years and becomes that kind of like just in the pocket, just insane guy. But I don't see it so far. So.
Yeah. Yeah, he's and the Kellen Moore called a good game though. So the offensive coordinator situation is definitely better than it was last year with Brian Johnson. That dude stinked. So the coaching is definitely going to be better this year, I think.
Yeah,
let's.
Kellen Moore is surprising.
Yeah, it was his offense. He definitely brought in like the same aspects that were in there with Dallas, with like the bootleg and stuff like that. So, Kellen Moore is a decent offense coordinator. I don't think he's going to be enough to like elevate Hurts. To like top five, but he's gonna be a whole lot better than Brian Johnson was last year.
Well, yeah, and he also came into a really good situation.
Oh, amazing, like,
yeah,
probably the best you could have in the league. So
he's one of the most privileged dudes I've ever seen in my life. Like, his whole career is crazy. I don't know how he got to this point.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get into the Sunday games.
Yeah, before we go into our evaluation of Sunday's games, we talk about how ass dynamic kickoffs are. I know we'll see more of them tomorrow. You know, that I'm sure we'll see. Then we'll really know. But they've not looked good so far.
I get you. I'm kind of digging them, but they're goofy. They're a little goofy.
Hashtag yeah. Hashtag. Make kickoffs great again.
I like the idea, yeah. Though. I really
like the idea. I'm with the player safety stuff. You know, I can get behind that.
Well, let's be real. The main reason they did it is because they want more money and they want the scoring to be up. That's the main reason they did it. Because the scoring
let's really talk year. About it. Seth getting deep.
Then you got
what's chill this? Out, bro. I got a family. You can't be exposing the NFL like that.
Listen, bro. More points equals more money for the NFL. So,
Harrison Butker just touchback every time.
True. But real quick, I was going to say, with the player safety stuff, what do you think about the players wearing the little concussion thing on their head?
Oh, the Guardian caps? There's only one player who is doing it this year. And it's a Colts player, I think. Yeah, I can't remember his name. Yeah. I think it's
not Jonathan Taylor?
No, it's their tight end. Grayson. Kylan Grayson, I think his name is.
You guys saw his comment? I love what he said.
Hold on, let me see if that's who it is. Oh, yeah, that's who it is.
Well, that's him. They said, what do you think about the people who say it looks stupid? He said, well, at one point, people thought wearing seatbelts looks stupid, so I don't really care.
Hey, there you go. Hey,
kind of fire.
You go off, King. Yeah, do whatever. Listen, I respect it. Do whatever you got to do to keep yourself safe, because there's too many players to come out from their career with CTE and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
I respect that. It shouldn't matter how your helmet looks. It's all about, like, how good it protects you, so.
Yeah,
I respect that.
Does look goofy though.
It does look goofy. I'm not gonna lie, but it looks
super goofy. Mark had to throw that one in there.
But yeah, let's go ahead and jump into our Sunday predictions. We'll start off with Atlanta versus Pittsburgh. I got Atlanta. I think they're gonna be amazing this year. I think Pittsburgh is gonna be mid again this year. What y'all think about that?
Agreed. Got Atlanta too.
Yeah, Captain Kirk, bro. He's gonna lead him to a big season. Captain Kirk. He's gonna make that offense great again. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to watching Atlanta this year because of their weapons and getting Kirk just kind of as like the last piece. I gotta see Bijan, yo, and Tyler Algier. People sleeping on him. He's gonna be far.
Well, yeah, I mean, Tyler Algier low-key had a better rookie year than Bijan was in his rookie year, from like a pure efficiency standpoint. So, I mean, Bijan obviously is better, but definitely, Algier is definitely gonna get work.
Yep.
Let's go into what I think is gonna be a really good game, a better game than people think it's gonna be, is Buffalo Arizona. I think Buffalo takes it, but I think it's gonna be a pretty good game.
Yeah, what you think, Mark?
I don't think it'll be a good game at all. I think Buffalo's just gonna go down their throats.
Bro, their defense is gonna be, like,
everyone thinks they're gonna be
horrible. DeMar Hamlin is starting for them this week, bro.
No way.
Like, actually, he's listed as their starter. Bro, that dude reeks. I'm sorry, bro.
He's starter.
That dude reeks. I mean, Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to have, like, the best rookie game since Randy Moss's 3-touchdown rookie game, bro.
Yeah, shout out to DeMar Hamlin, but the Make-A-Wish run is over.
Yeah, bro. They're cooked. Matt Milano isn't playing.
It's been enough time has passed. Yeah, fuck Matt Milano.
Yeah,
I got Buffalo, though.
No, I got Buffalo winning, but, dude, I think it's going to be a one-score game.
I like that. I think, what do you think Marvin Harrison Jr. think comes out? Big bang?
I think he's going to have like a 70-yard, 1-touchdown game, something like that. He's great. He's the greatest wide receiver prospect since Megatron, I think. But people got to chill on the expectations with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next game, we got I like this one. I'm gonna leave this one off because I got a hot take. Tennessee versus Chicago. I got Tennessee taken in like a last minute sort of fashion.
I think
it's gonna be closer than people think, and Tennessee's not that bad. They're gonna have a bad season, but I like them. I like them Sunday.
Well, here's a fun stat about that. Number one overall quarterbacks are 0-14-1. In the last season openers, in the last 15 season openers. So, I mean,
Caleb Williams does not conform to social norms. So
the record doesn't apply. He's not one of them. Brand new specimen.
Let me paint my nails, guys.
Yeah, this
and he don't feel pressure either. Pressure is not a thing to him. He's different.
Nah, he's gonna be elite. He's gonna be, not this year. He's not gonna be elite this year, but. He's going to be elite eventually.
You think? Yeah. I think he could be one of the biggest busts
he's
ever.
He's in such... But yeah, because the expectations are so insanely high. I mean, yeah. I hope he does good, but I think this season's going to show a lot. Because he went into... Like, what number one overall pick is going into a team that got 9 wins last year? Not many. Like,
yeah,
it's a great situation.
Oh,
it's a great situation.
He's in one of the greatest situations ever for a rookie quarterback.
Yeah. Definitely probably one of the best in the last 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, his weapons are amazing.
So what you're saying is if he doesn't get 9 wins, it's a bad season.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I got him at 7 wins.
Yeah. He feeds into it, too. It's not just the media and the fans. Like, he does.
Yeah, that's the problem with him. Yeah.
He's riding the train heavy. So
I like that. I like that thought process because if they had 9 wins and they get him, they have to at least have 9 or more because this guy is supposed to improve the team.
Yeah,
I get it. He's a rookie.
And he's supposed to be the best QB prospect ever.
Yeah. And they got him. They got him some. Hey, they did more for him than they did for Justin Fields, I'm going to be honest. Even though Justin Fields is trash, I'm gonna be, like, he's the Black Daniel Jones. Yeah.
They did more already for him than they did for Fields in 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got like Chicago. That. I got Chicago here, but it's going to be a close game.
Who you got, Mark?
I got Chicago.
I'm just not on the Will Levis train. I don't think it's good.
Yeah. I actually kind of like Will Levis. Like, I think he's super raw. I think he could
He's a very fun player. He's a very fun player.
Who could I compare him to? I don't know. I think he's super raw, though. I think he could be a starter for
Carson Wentz.
Some amount of years.
Man, don't respect Carson Wentz, my goat.
But I don't think they'll be good either this year. I don't think he's not ready yet.
Yeah. All right, move on. We'll go through this matchup pretty quickly. Cincinnati, New England. Cincinnati's got it. I mean, let's be real. Even if Jamar Chase and T. Higgins don't play, Cincinnati's got it.
Easy.
Indianapolis, Houston. This is going to be a great game. I got Houston winning.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Love this matchup, yeah. Houston squeezes out. I think maybe could be a 2-score, 10 points, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a close game until like the fourth quarter, and then Houston sort of pulls it away. Jacksonville at Miami. Dude. Mark, you're going to... No, you're going to next week's Miami game. But Jacksonville at Miami. I got Miami in this
one. Give me
one.
Miami.
I got Miami. I think it's going to be a good game, though.
Yeah, it'll be a good game. You know, it's early still, but I think Jacksonville's, like, kind of overrated.
I got them going 9-8. I think they'll be just outside of the playoffs.
I like it. Kate, what do you think?
I like Miami, too.
Carolina at New Orleans. I got the upset here. I got Carolina winning. I think they're going to be a lot better this year than people think. They're not going to be, like,
over 500. 100%.
I just think New Orleans sucks.
I think Bryce Young.
Dennis Allen is horrible.
Bryce Young is gonna have a really good year.
He's gonna be solid. He's gonna be like an average quarterback, maybe a little bit above average. He's gonna be a lot better than he was last year, though.
Yeah, I got New Orleans. I think New Orleans is gonna be underrated this year.
I already debated this with you, kid. New Orleans sucks.
Yo, come say it to me in the bayou. Okay.
Bro, I got you, bro.
they have sucked for a while now.
Their only good players
I think New Orleans takes it.
Chris Olave and me and Mark's boy, A.T. Perry.
Yes,
me,
sir.
Me and Mark been on the A.T. Perry train since Wake Forest, bro. That boy's a dog.
Fire.
Oh, yeah. I've been following his career.
Yeah.
Minnesota, New York.
Give me Minnesota. I think even with Sam Darnold, they've got a pretty good... I mean, they've got a really good team around quarterback. So even though Darnold's playing, I think he's going to be a little bit better than people think because of the stacked receiver core he has. So, but give me Minnesota. They're just a way better team than New York.
I got New York. Upset.
Oh, my God. They suck.
Yeah, bro. Daniel Jones' booty.
They're going to be terrible this year. I got Minnesota. I hope Sam Darnold has a little resurgence.
Yeah.
How long do you think he's lasting?
He's going to play the whole season.
How long is he lasting this year? He'll start the whole year.
Yeah, he'll start the whole year. He's going to be decent. I think he'll be a lot better than people think he will be.
We'll see how he looks. But, I mean, he's going to be serviceable, definitely. Just like, going down the field. Like, he's going to, Justin Jefferson, you know, alone. I think they'll be
fine. I mean, he's got the best receiver in the league. Jordan Addison is a great number two. I think he's going to be an average quarterback this year.
Yeah, Aaron Jones, too.
For sure.
The defense improved, too, I think. Las Vegas Raiders at the Chargers. I think Chargers are going to be a pretty decent team this year. They're going to run the rock. Give me the Chargers. I think Las Vegas Raiders are going to be competing for that number one overall pick. So, give me the Chargers.
Yeah, give me the Chargers too. I like Harbaugh as a dark horse coach of the year. I think they're going to start off with a bang.
Yep. Denver at Seattle. You know, I think Seattle is the definition of mid in the NFL. I think they're going to be an extremely mid team this year, but I think Denver is going to be not mid, but bad. So give me Seattle.
For sure, who you got, Mark?
Yeah, Seattle. Denver is going to be pretty mad.
Sorry, Bo Nix is just not it. Sorry, guys.
I don't think they should have thrown him in out of any of the, you know, rookie quarterbacks.
They should have. They should have one of them starting. Sacrificed Jared Stidham or Zach Wilson, let them stink it up, and then put Bo Nix in when he's ready. But I mean,
Jared Stidham wanted to.
Yeah, he was. He said he was pretty annoyed that he didn't get the starting job.
He was pissed.
But I mean, Bo Nix played like 6 years in college, so like, if any rookie quarterback is gonna be ready right away, it's gonna be him. So.
Yeah. I like Seattle though.
Yeah, for sure. Cleveland or Dallas at Cleveland. I like the Browns. I think they're just the better team overall. But it's going to be a really good game.
Yeah, hot take. Not hot take. Take Dallas plus money. I think we have a good shot to stay competitive. I wouldn't be surprised if we lose on the road. Dak probably going to stink it up. But I like Dallas.
I'm taking the Dak Prescott's too. Zeke's back.
Zeke. Even Rico Dowdle is starting though.
CD got paid. The matchup is actually like super nice. I think it'll be a good game.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a really good game.
Teams well together.
Coop. Wait, real quick. What do you guys think about Watson? What's this year looking like for him?
So I think he's gonna. He might be. I think he's gonna be decent this year. Like he's not gonna be the Texans. Deshaun Watson he was, which was one of my favorite players to ever watch, so that kind of sucks, but I think he's going to be like average, maybe a little bit above average. And the thing is with the Browns is even if he's just average or a little bit below average, he's still going to be great. I mean, they went 11-6 with a horrible Deshaun Watson for the first half of the year, and then a carousel of Joe Flacco, PJ Walker, and DTR. Like, their defense is arguably the best in the league. So.
I think the problem is, though, he hasn't looked, like, average, though. He's been terrible.
No, I agree. He was horrible last year.
He hasn't played much, but.
Yeah, I'm like, it's like, what happened to him, honestly?
That's one of the sad. Looking back at it now, when it's been 3 years since the trade. What a bad fall. What a tragic fall off.
I feel like it's a mental thing because I feel like physically he's the same gotta guy. Be.
Well, so yeah. I don't know if y'all saw this rumor, but there's a rumor that in Houston, the Texans allowed him to use the Clemson playbook, and so he was really comfortable with that because he was used to it. Now with the Browns, they refused to do that, so he's had to learn a new system. So that might be part of it.
Yeah, but why would you pay a guy $250 million if you're not going to meet him somewhere halfway?
Yeah, no, even if he has a problem with learning a new system, this is his second year in the system now, so he should be able to.
Yeah, I think there's more to it than just that, though, because he, like, talent-wise, Houston, Deshaun Watson.
He was easily top five.
Easy.
So fun to watch. Like, maybe my favorite player to ever watch.
Another midseason, though, and I'm getting worried because it's been a minute since we've seen that Deshaun Watson. So,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, better be the year where he has that little step up.
Yeah, if he doesn't, it's gonna be weird. And looking back in another few years, like, what went wrong? Yeah, it's just gonna be sad. Like, I would still love to root for him, other than, like, you know
what he did. Yeah, the happy ending stuff.
I would love to, you know, see him play good football.
Yeah, we'll go on to my Washington Commanders at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'll be at this game. I think we're gonna lose though. Give me Tampa Bay. Baker is gonna carve up our defense. I hope I see some promising stuff from Jaden Daniels, though.
Yeah,
I like Jaden Daniels. I like Jaden Daniels a lot.
He's grown on me in the preseason, man. He looked good, given that was against preseason competition. But training camp, he looked good. In that joint practice.
He has a nice build.
He's so skinny. He throws
a nice ball.
Yeah, no, I think he's going to be good now. Like, I still wish we took Drake May, but I think he's going to be good now. He's really grown on me. I just hope, because he takes way too many unnecessary hits, and he's such a skinny guy. I hope he's not the next RG3. That's my scare. That's my fear. But yeah, give me Tampa Bay here. Baker's going to eat. Rams.
Yeah, I agree.
Rams at the Lions. This is going to be amazing game on Sunday Night Football. Give me the Lions in a barn burner.
In a what?
A barn burner. You don't know that? Like a nail biter? Close game?
No, I've never like, heard that like one before.
Come on. That must be a southern thing. Because people say it down in Florida all the time.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it.
I got LA taking it. Like you said, it's going to be close. And I love Puka, love Cup. Think they're going to come out with a bang. They're just going to show Detroit that look. Yeah, a little magical run, but we're better.
Yeah.
You think the Rams are back this year?
Dude, yeah. You weren't here for last episode, yeah. Mark, but I have them winning the NFC. I have them at 12-5.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. They got them winning the division.
I mean, I think the 49ers are both going to be
12-5. They started real slow last year. They just didn't get off to a good start.
Here's the thing. You've got a fully healthy Cooper Kupp now. As long as Stafford stays healthy, I think their defense is a little bit improved. They lost Aaron Donald, obviously, but they've got a lot of young players who are emerging. Ernest Jones, that's a bad loss. But, I mean, as long as Stafford's health is what rest on the season. If he gets injured, they're done. But if Stafford stays healthy, I think they're going to be an amazing team.
Yeah, I could see the division winning take age beautifully, especially if we see some weird games out of the Niners. I think throughout the season, yeah, that could be a really good take.
Yeah. Now let's go back to Monday Night Football, Jets at San Francisco. We got Aaron Rodgers on Monday Night Football to open the season again. This is just the NFL trolling, shit. I think.
Are they going to have him run out with the flag again?
Bro, that would be... You know what's crazy? You know, so Leonard Floyd was the one who injured him last year. He's on San Francisco. So the guy who injured him last year on the Bills is on the 49ers. Bro,
get flashbacks.
Bro, you know how crazy it'd be? Oh my god, I don't even want to say that that's gonna happen, but
nah, his DMs are gonna be dirty.
Dude,
if he does it again.
Bro, if he injures him again, he 100% just hates him. Like 100%. Yeah. But I guess San Francisco here in a very close game.
Yeah, I was gonna say I got San Francisco too, but piggying back off what I just said, this could be another one of those like blunders off the Niners where they lose a season opener, and you know, like down the line, we look back like, oh damn, they should have won that one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm going Niners as well.
Yeah. So we gotta wrap this up.
It'd be a really good game.
We gotta wrap this up real quick, but I just want to throw out a parlay that we created together. If you want to lock, go ahead and parlay up Christian McCaffrey anytime touchdown. Bijan Robinson anytime touchdown. Gus Edwards over 43.5 rushing yards. They're going to tote the rock with John Harbaugh coach or Jim Harbaugh coach. And Cooper Kupp over 5.5 receptions. He's going to get a lot more work now that he's fully healthy. So
I love it.
Yep, that's the lock of the week from the Pass Interference podcast. But yeah, we'll see y'all next Thursday, and
thank you all for tuning in.
That was the script right there, so we'll see y'all next time.